Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Gerald Clayton grew up in L.A. in a jazz family, which means his dad, the bassist and composer John Clayton, would occasionally shout from the kitchen, F major, correcting young Gerald as he practiced the piano, something he started at age six. His uncle, the saxophonist Jeff Clayton, was also a big influence and is now a bandmate, along with Gerald's father, in the group The Clayton Brothers. But Gerald got experience outside the family as well, working with people like singer Diana Krall and trumpet player Roy Hargrove. Now, at the ripe old age of 25, Gerald Clayton is taking a big step toward music independence, releasing his debut album with his own trio. And that trio is here to play live for us on Soundcheck. Here's a piece called Trapped in Dream from Gerald Clayton and the trio.
Thank you.
That is an original work by Gerald Clayton at Our Piano. He calls it Trapped in Dream, with his trio, Joe Sanders, playing the bass, and Justin Brown on our drum kit here in the Soundcheck studio. And Gerald Clayton's new record is called To Shade. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You actually go to some pains in the liner notes to this record to say, to shade, not to shades.
Yeah, that's right.
Meaning what exactly?
The idea is taking two opposite ideas and fusing them together to create something new, sort of a statement to the duality in life, I guess. Like you mentioned, I'm from the West Coast, but I live on the East Coast, so... I find generally my mentality somewhere in the middle.
So you're kind of a Kansas guy. And
well, not geographically, but.
So what are the two? What are the two? You know, the two ends of the spectrum as you see it.
Well, you know, New York is a vibrant city. You know, if you're playing a gig in New York, chances are. You know, it's cold outside, you got to put on a jacket and then get on the train and, you know, watch your pockets so you don't get messed with. And in L.A., you know, I grew up with a lot of sunshine and, you know, you drive to the gig, maybe valet park. I'm not saying one's better than the other, but those things affect the music.
Well, and you know, I think a lot of people would expect the sound. When you say L.A. jazz, people have a certain image of that sound, which is quite different from what they would expect from, you know, well, they're not smoky anymore, but the old smoky New York City nightclub scene.
Right, definitely.
So are you really trying to combine those sounds in this album?
I think I'm just looking for a balance between all my influences and trying to make an honest statement. And like I said, I don't really lean to the extreme. I don't feel like I'm on one team necessarily. But I think the most important thing for me is just to have a good communication with my fellow bandmates, Joe and Justin.
Now, for a while, you guys were all living in the same building in Harlem. Is that still the case?
Yeah, we're all uptown.
And what is that? I mean, you know, so you're all literally under one roof.
Yeah, it makes rehearsing easy. You know, we get together and just kind of workshop ideas all the time. A lot of great musicians who also live in the area come through and play. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
You know, we were doing a show not too long ago about, you know, the noise factor in musicians practicing. Are you guys good neighbors?
We're good neighbors, and we have other neighbors who also like to make noise with whatever it is they're listening to, so it kind of balances out, I guess.
All right. we're speaking with Gerald Clayton. His CD is called To Shade, and it features the trio that we're hearing here in the studio with Joe Sanders and Justin Brown. But your sort of musical family is a literal family as well, with your dad and your uncle. So growing up in that kind of a house, is it just kind of expected that you'll be a jazz musician? Or, you know, did you inherit it somehow?
It wasn't expected. My parents are pretty cool that, you know, they'd support me whatever decision I chose to go down, whatever path I went to chose to go down. But I do remember... seeing the life behind the music at a young age, seeing the rehearsals, just remembering seeing these grown men showing each other so much love and telling jokes and giving hugs. And it was all just for love of the music. So I think that kind of attracted me to the lifestyle at a young age.
Now, you're 25. I mean, you grew up presumably listening to the same music that your 25-year-old compatriots would have grown up with. Why? How did you end up, you know, going to the jazz route and not into something more popular?
Well, you know, I'm trying to find a way to take all my influences and put them into a musical language that's just honest, and it ignores the boundaries of genre distinctions. So I'm open-minded, you know, but I did grow up listening to a lot of jazz music and really loving that music. But when I'm making music with my friends, it's not really about those things. It's just about coming together, and you know, we're open to let the music go where it needs to go.
The band is playing at the Village Vanguard in February 9th to the 13th, and Gerald Clayton and the trio playing for us here in the studio. You want to do Peace for the Moment next?
Sure.
This is another track from Gerald's record called To Shade, but here it is in a live performance here in our Soundcheck studio. That once again is the Gerald Clayton Trio live in our soundcheck studio. Gerald himself at the piano, Joe Sanders the bass, Justin Brown the drums, and that's called Peace for the Moment. Peace as in P-E-A-C-E, peace in war. Gerald, you were talking before about the album title, Two Shade. That is a multi-hued piece that you just played there. I mean, it's got, you know, a little bit of the West Coast cool, some of the New York City heat, but also, you know, with the bass being both bowed and plucked and almost a classical-sounding moment or two on the keyboard there. Is that part of the arsenal as well, the classical repertoire?
Yeah, you know, I think if we were honest, we'd just be calling it, we call the album Many Shades. You know, that's kind of what we are. It's just a whole lot of different things put together. And yeah, it's fun to utilize all the different tools we can with the trio.
Now, this trio is relatively new. I mean, you've been playing with your dad and your uncle's group, the Clayton Brothers, and they've been around since the 70s. How different is it when you're walking into an established group like that and sort of trying to find your own place, as opposed to this, where you're starting from scratch with you driving the train, so to speak?
It's very different. As you know, any situation where the group has a certain vision already kind of outlined, your role is different. You know, you come in as a sideman, somebody who's filling a job. But luckily, even in those situations, most of the groups I play with, there's a considerable amount of room and flexibility for you to kind of express yourself and add your own ideas into the mix. And then there's the trio where we just, it's all our ideas. It's just completely a blank canvas. So it's a lot of fun.
Any generation gap when you're... Do you still play with your dad and your uncle?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're playing at Dizzy's in January, actually. That'd be fun. Generation gap, I guess so. But you know, with them, it's like being at home. You know, you just get together and have a good time and play, and it's just like having a musical conversation, I guess.
You know, we spent the first half of the show talking about, you know, music critics, and one music critic in particular, Paul Nelson. Ben Ratliff, the critic for the Times, wrote that your style synthesizes players like Cedar Walton, Kenny Barron, Oscar Peterson, Art Tatum. Now, is that more Ben Ratliff than Gerald Clayton, or is he hitting the mark there? Are those influences of yours?
Man, those are definitely influences, I'm honored to be mentioned with any of those names. Those are some of my heroes. But I think these days, you know, we try to find a way to pay tribute to those musicians that we love and grew up listening to. Without necessarily just trying to emulate their sound, you know, just taking their spirit and moving it forward.
Yet another shade. The album is called Two Shade. It's on the Artist Share label, and Gerald Clayton and the trio are playing in February at the Village Vanguard, the 9th through the 13th. Guys, thanks for playing for us this afternoon.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
That'll do it for today's show. Tomorrow, our Soundcheck Smackdown takes on one of rock's sacred cows. Join us as we debate Radiohead. And live music from the Brooklyn-based songwriter Miles Benjamin Anthony Robinson. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today, Paul Schneider. Our program produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatau, and we had help today from Pushkar Oja. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for the next Soundcheck here at 93.9 FM.